Good evening to everybody that is tuned in to hear the service tonight again.
Sibingelela kuwo wonke umuntu ovulile umsakazo wakhe noma ngandlela thile ukuthi akwazi ukulalela inkonzo yethu namhla entambama.
Tonight we'll be listening to a service by Reverend Stegan.
Namhla entambama sizolalela inkonzo ngomfundisi uBaba Stegan.
And unfortunately, due to time constraints, we won't be having a choir before the service.
Xolisa kakhulu ukuthi ngenxa yesikhathi ngeke sibe nomculo namhlanje.
But there's a prayer that I've had on my heart from before the services.
Kodwa kukhona umthandazo ebenginawo ngaphambi kwalezi inkonzo.
And that is that we have the spirit and the heart, and that I have that Esther had.
Kube yilokho ukuthi sibe nomoya kaNkulunkulu, umoya lo uEsther ayekade enawo enhlizweni yakhe.
Esther was an orphan and she was raised by Mordecai.
UEsther wayeyintandane wakhuliswa nguModecai.
And he did it like his own daughter.
UModecai wakwenza wamphatha njengendodakazi yakhe impela.
We all know how Mordecai told her not to tell anybody that she was a Jewess when she went to the king's palace.
Siyazi sonke ukuthi ke uModecai wamtshela kahle uEsther ukuthi angalokothi atshele umuntu ukuthi yena ungumJuda lapho esehamba esigodlweni senkosi.
When all the young girls could choose what they wanted to wear and how they could adorn themselves before they went before the king.
Ngenkathi zonke izintombi ebezihlobisa ngendlela ezithanda ngayo ukuze ziyokuma ngaphambi kwenkosi,
Esther wanted to and accepted the advice of Haggai, who was the eunuch that looked after them.
UEsther obekufuna kodwa ngenxa yokuholwa ke ilo okade phethe zonke izintombi okuthiwa uHaggai.
So she didn't go and say what she wants to wear. She went according to the advice of Haggai.
UEsther akazange yena ayikhethele ukuthi uzogqoka ini, uzothathana gqoke yona, kodwa wahamba ngokuholwa lo wayebaphethe uHaggai.
5 years after she had become queen,
eminyakeni eyisihlanu isedlule lapho ekade eseyundlovukazi,
she still hadn't told anyone that she was a Jewess.
Kuze kube leyo minyaka akazange atshele muntu ukuthi yena ungumJuda.
She was following Mordecai's instructions.
Ubelandela izeluleko zikaModecai.
And in one translation it says just as she had done in his home.
Elinye lamahumusho lithi njengoba abekade zokwenza ekhaya lakhe.
She was an orphan when she grew up.
Wayeyintandane ngenkathi ekhula.
And then she had the highest position any woman could have in the kingdom.
Waba umuntu obenesikhundla esiphakeme noma ubani obezoba naso ebukhosini.
Yet her spirit and her attitude of obedience and wanting advice never changed in all this time.
Kodwa umoya wakhe okuzithoba nomoya wakhe wokuvuma ukululekwa akuzange kuphume empilweni yakhe.
The challenge to me was, if I don't have that teachable spirit,
inselelo kimina yaba yiloko ukuthi uma ngingenawo lo moya wokuvuma ukufundiswa,
every service that we have, all the pearls that we get, won't change my life.
Zonke izinkonzo ebesilalela futhi na wonke amaparela amahle ekade phonswe phambi kwami abengeke abe nomsebenzi empilweni yami.
Shall we pray before we continue?
Singaqhubeki.
Lord, we thank you that you've chosen each and every one of us that are listening to this message to be able to hear it.
Nkosi, siyabonga ukuthi usikhethile ukuthi lona lo ozolalela lo mbiko akwazi ukuzwa umukele.
And Lord, we pray that it'll not be in vain.
Futhi siyacela, siyancenga Nkosi ukuthi kungabi yizeleze.
Lord, we pray that we'll have that fertile soil where that seed can be planted and grow.
Nkosi, siyacela ukuthi sibe lo mhlabathi ovundile lapho imbewu itshalwa izokwazi ukukhula khona.
Please speak to our hearts.
Siyakuncenga Nkosi, khuluma enhlizweni zethu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'd be with us once again. We
want to sit at your feet like Mary did, to listen to your words. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Bless your word, O Lord. Bring light where there's darkness.
Amen.
Our text is found in the second book of Timothy, in chapter
3. Ngokuba abantu bazakuba ngabazithandayo nabathandi imali.
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money.
Kushukuthi kuzoba isikhathe sinzima.
So it will be difficult days.
Ngesizathu sokuthi abantu bazoyithanda imali.
For the reason that people will be lovers of money. The Bible says, that the love of money is the root of evil. It doesn't say that money itself is the root of evil. It is a mistake to say that. But it is the love of money which is the root of sin. Money of itself is neutral. You can't say that it is good or evil. The wickedness is the love of money. Now, money isn't part of being good or part of being evil and the root of evil, but it is neutral by itself. But if you are in love with money, that is the root of evil. Because if you love money, you will desire it so much, you'll run after it. Whether it is good or bad, you just run after it. You're full of the desire for money. And in that sense, money is dangerous. By loving it. Loving money is deceitful and is corrupt. You know what money has caused among the children of men? Don't just look at corruption among politicians and people of high position, but among all people. The love of money creates envy, where a person desires everything to come to them. If they don't have, they will steal to get. Even in your own home, you'll steal your mother's money or your dad's money.
bese kudaleke namanga uphikinto.
And it leads to lying, to denial of what you've done.
Yabona ke kuthi ukuthanda imali kwimpande yobubi izinto eziningi zidalwa imali.
Do you see from these examples how the love of money is the root of evil? It causes so many consequences.
Abanye badayisa umzimba wabo ngemali.
Some will even prostitute their own bodies for money.
Noma bazi ukuthi nayi ndulaza.
Even
kodwa kenxa yokuthanda imali bazodayisa umzimba wabo belahlekelwa ubuntombi babo. Balahleke bayingenise bayijove ngezifo ngenxa yokuthanda imali.
Even if they are aware of sexually transmitted diseases and AIDS, they will still go for prostituting their bodies because of the love of money.
Ukubulala.
Murder.
Uma ufuna imali, ungambulala umuntu.
If you desire money, you will even kill for it. There are cases of wives killing their husbands because they after the insurance policy.
Abanye basuke bathenge abantu ababizwa ukuthi inkabi ukuba zibulala abantu ukuze uyithole into oyifunayo.
There are those who will hire assassins to kill. They will hire somebody to be the murderer because money lies behind it.
Inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu yona qobo lwayo yadayiswa ngenhlamvu ezingamashumi amathathu zesiliva.
Even
Judas Iscariot,
our Lord Jesus Christ was sold because of the want of money. Judas Iscariot bought him for 30 silver pieces. And so you'll find a person will throw his faith overboard because of the love of money.
Noma umunye ezwa ubizo ukuthi ashumayele ivangeli kodwa angaphumeli ukushumayela ivangeli ngoba ethi imali ayikho lapho.
Or if a person knows that they are called to preach the gospel, they will turn aside from their calling because they seek money.
Abanye abashumayelayo kuhambe kuhambe bachezuka endleleni ngenxa yokuthanda imali. Abanye bayifulathela inkosi. Abanye bangena emkhubeni eminingi ngenxa yokuthanda imali.
There are those who have been preachers and after some time they turn aside and they leave their calling because they love money so much they'll even deny their Lord and do all sorts of wickedness because of love of money.
Omunye aphinde aphume esontweni lakhe uzodalelini isonto ngoba ufuna imali.
There are those who will branch off and leave their own church and create a new denomination because they seek money, they love money. I was once invited to Ngoya, to the University of Zululand. I was invited to preach there because the man who was originally invited had not been able to make it. They asked me, how much money will I ask for my sermon? I said, I don't seek any money for preaching. I don't need an honorarium. I don't need money for praying for people. They were astonished because they said, well, the previous preacher was demanding 4,000 rand for his sermon.
Kuthwa ikhati zokugcina kuyoba izikhati ezinzima ngoba abantu bazoyithanda imali.
Now it says in the last days perilous or difficult days will come for people will be lovers of money.
Kuningi singakusho ngale ndaba kodwa ke nxa yesikhati esifushane angwazi ukwenaba kulento.
There's so much that can be said about it because of limited time we can't expand continually.
Abanye ngokungcwaba umuntu bafuna imali.
Or we can't say all the points. Some with burial they demand money.
Abanye bacebe kakhulu. Abanye bampofu kakhulu.
And so you find the super rich and very poor.
Genxa
because
yokuthanda imali
of love of money.
Ngoba laba abacebe kakhulu bekufanele ukuthi basize laba bampofu.
The super rich should do all they can to help those who are poor.
Izwi othanda umakhelwane wakho njengokuba uzithanda wena.
For the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Usize abampofu.
Help the poor.
Kodwa ubumpofu bakho kungaba kubi. Uma umpofu ngenxa yokuvilapha, ngenxa yokungasebenzi, ngoba iBhayibheli lithi umuntu ongasebenzi bakangadli.
But it's a pity if you are poor because you are bone lazy, for the Bible says that if a man does not work, let him not eat.
Noma uthi awukho umsebenzi edilobheni, unandabani edilopho, ingane usekhaya unensimu, tshala ihabishi, tshala izinto.
There are those who will say, I don't have any money because there is great unemployment in the cities. Well, what are you doing going to the cities when you have a bit of land at home? You can plant cabbage, you can plant different things. Some, though, plant dacha, and I've asked them in the past, what is this green stuff you're growing? And they have said it's vegetables.
Noma umuntu ethola imali enkulu ngayo, kodwa uma usubuka indlu yakhe nengubo zakhe, ubona umpofu, kusho ukuthi imali yalolo hlobo lwamaveji ayinasibusiso.
But you find that though they make super profits, they are nevertheless in the cycle of poverty because their money obtained through those so-called vegetables are without blessing.
Bekungafanele ukuthi lapha eAfrica kube khona olambayo oswele ukudla. Sinelanga, sinomhlabathi omusha, omuhle. Uma ufika endaweni engenamanzi, mhlawumbe khona umfudlane. Uma ungenawo, ingane uyageza. Besungawachithi geza nezitsha uchele ihlahlana zakho nokudla kwakho okutshalile.
After all, there's such wonderful soil and water, but even if you don't have water, have you thought of conserving the water you've got, like your washing water or bath water, that you use it, conserve it and put it on the vegetables?
Ukuthanda imali impande yokubi.
Love of money is the root of evil. A person will burglar and steal. Jails are full of people who have loved money. Stealing cars. Going into shops and pilfering. But remember that the person who loves money does not enter heaven. Even if you are baptized and you have received the Lord's Supper, and you've got your church ticket, and it's put on top of you when you're buried, and it's put on your chest, Nevertheless, your ticket of church membership doesn't mean that you'll have membership in heaven, for you've loved money. There was a certain family in New York. The surname of the family was Gugans.
Bawina is sweep takes. We are born a sweep take.
They won the lottery.
Kushuguti Fagimali Besutola. Some Koshugutin is Zulugutuali.
They put in
lottery.
I think lottery is the closest.
Angitinya Wazlok Besutole in Kulungan. Noma 50,000, noma 100,000.
Where a person puts in money and they get 50,000 or 100,000, probably the closest translation of that would be, for sweepstakes, would be a lottery.
Kukona umuntu usuzwile igama lakho kugadi ube le e New York, eMelika.
I've heard of this Gugas who was in New York in America.
Why win?
He won.
Let watoli million.
He got million. He got a million.
I am a randi.
Not of rands.
I'm a dollar.
Of dollars.
Begu about 7 million rand. Kodwa khumbula kuleso sikhathi bekungakabikhi izimoto. Ubuthenga iyembe ngo 10 cent.
Now this was a long time ago, when those dollars were worth a lot more, and where a shirt would just cost 10 cents or so.
A million bekwe imali enkulu kabi ubungaphila ngayo kuze kube sekufeni.
And $1 million, you could live for your whole life.
Wajabula lo mndeni uthola imilyoni.
On the proceeds of that, and that family was overjoyed for getting a million.
Bengasebenza umsebenzi omkhulu.
Now, they hadn't got any advanced job, and they were packing carriages and wagons. The father had two sons, the oldest one being Johnny. He was 26 years old.
Tim,
and Tim, the younger,
night school.
He went to night school. He divided the money into three amounts. He kept a third for himself, a third for Johnny, and a third for Tim. The father declared, I don't want to keep the money for myself only. That's why he gave and shared it equally with his boys. After just 1 year, most of the money had been squandered, wasted. When they got the money, the sons, Johnny got into a fight with his father, and he didn't speak to him anymore. And Johnny was in conflict with Tim, who went to night school. And their family was broken up because of money. And Johnny, he used his money to bet on the horses, like you find here in South Africa, like the July handicap.
Ngikhumbula umfundisi Nicholas Bengu.
I remember
Bengu wathi uNkulunkulu akashonga ukuthi uyophila ngesithukuthuku samahashi, wathi uzophila ngesithukuthuku sakho.
Reverend Nicholas Bengu would say that a person will not live by the sweat of horses, but by your own sweat.
Bambalwa abawinayo abaningi abawini ngenxa yani ngoba ibizophela imali fana nalento ufaka imali uze uthole abanye balahlekelwa ikho konke bambalwa batholayo ngoba lento iyakhiwa awukwazi ukuwina njalo ngoba leyo nkaphane ingadliwa.
Remember that there are few winners in gambling. There are those who, the small amount who will win, but most lose. And the same with schemes where you invest in, a, like a pyramid scheme, there are those, the multitudes lose money. How many multitudes of wives and children have lost out because of those who gamble their money? They go to Sun City.
And
to other casinos, and there they squander their money, and a person loses everything because of money.
U Tim.
Now this Tim
ubechitha imali yakhe ngezintombi ezinhle ezibizayo.
Wasted his money on expensive prostitutes.
Emva ka 2 years.
After 2 years.
Bobabili noyise.
Bafakwe
boxini enkantolo, enkantolo.
And the father were landed up in court.
Ngoba bebedlala imali kanti uhulumeni ufuna intela. Manje abakhokhanga intela. Baze bangene eqaleni enkantolo baboshwe.
They landed up in court for not paying taxes on their money. They were then jailed.
Umama wakhona ubexabana nobaba wakhona ngoba ubaba ubeyifihla imali esikhwameni sakhe. Umama encisha umama. Umama hlupheke axabane noyise wabantwana ngoba emncisha imali.
And there was also a fight between the husband and wife because he hid the money from her. He put it in different places so that she wouldn't find it, and so they also were in trouble. So if the word says that those who seek riches will be troubled by all sorts, all manner of trials and trouble,
And
sorrows, and they will have difficult times because of the love of money. Some will kill. Some will kill other people. And it is said those two sons ended up as drunkards.
And
finally, they lost everything they had, millions of rands. Through horses, girls, prostitution, immorality, drinking, and buying alcohol for others.
And
they
nemali kodwa wagcina phi engulubeni.
Similar to the prodigal son who went off with a wagon load full of money and property, but where did he end up? In the pigsty.
Efisa ukudla, ukudla kwengulube, kodwa akubanga muntu omnikayo.
Desiring even the husks given to the pigs, but nobody would give to him.
Futhi uma ufunda ngesiGiliki, kuthiwa webefuna umsebenzi, wawuthola ngomunye umnini weplazi, bese kube nzima okuzwayo, kwangathi ube umgqingili, umniniyo weyingulube ube sebenzisa ngaleyo ndlela.
And if you look at the original text, you find in the Greek that there's the connotation of the owner of the pigs being using this young man for homosexual purposes.
Basha,
young people, you desire to be rich through the love of money. You will meet up with trouble.
Umama lo wabafana babili uJohnny nomfowabo lapho bese boxini kethe icala labo libalahla wathi hawu imali ingoka sathane.
This mother of Johnny and Tim, when she saw her boys landing up in court because of their love of money, she said, oh, money is just of Satan.
Yadala ukungezwana, ukungathandani.
For it had caused friction.
Ekhaya azaxabane nomyeni wakhe nengane zindinde gcwale zilahleke zifike ekhaya zidakiwe wathi imali into kaSatan.
When she saw the friction, the breaking up of the family, the children not coming home, or if they did come home, they'd come home drunk, she said, money is of the devil. The love of money is a curse, and the person who loves money is cursed. Many people in this world are under a curse. What is the cause of it? Because they've loved money. It should not be the case. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 9 it says, it is the last book in the Bible. God says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, says the Lord. For he says, bring the tenth into my storehouse and you will be blessed. For I will bless you. Test me, try me. And see whether your barns will not be too small. And I will curse the animals that eat your food. Just look in this world, the great suffering of those who have no money. Because they have not. Worship the Lord with all their hearts, giving the tenth to the Lord, to his work. If they have 100 rand, giving 10 rand, giving the tenth to the Lord's work. Some people, their teeth grow old.
kukhona izinhlobo eziningi zo umuthi wokupha amazinyo.
Because they've used all sorts of muti or medicine to brush their teeth with.
Toothpaste. Kona. Colgate.
There is Colgate.
Pepsodent. Ziningi inhlobo.
All these different types.
Zokupha amazinyo ukuba zibe mhlophe.
They to preserve their teeth, they use different types of toothpaste.
Abanye bayageza, bangeza ngepalm olive.
Some wash using palm olive soap.
Go 200 years uma sihlehla nyova.
About 200 years ago. Approximately.
Go 1800.
In the 1800s.
Kisho seku 200 years.
It's approximately 200 years ago.
Bekhona umfana omncane ompofu engenalutho.
There was a little boy, a very poor boy who had nothing.
Unina egula bengenakho ukudla ekhaya.
The mother was ill and they had no food at home.
Wahamba yofuna ukudla.
And she would go out seeking food.
Ethandaza ethi uNkulunkulu ngihawukele
ukuba
ngithole umsebenzi. Anginawo umsebenzi. Ngiyafa mina noma uyafa.
And the boy would go out looking for jobs and saying, Lord, please help me. I have no food and my mother is dying.
And then,
as a little boy, he knelt down and he prayed. He said, Lord, I give my whole being to yourself. Take me, Lord, I give myself to thee.
I
He said, Lord, I give my whole self to you. I surrender to you. Lord, I want to be a true Christian. And he said, Lord, please help me to find a job. I will use the money in the right way. He joined a church which preaches the gospel. He got a job. When he earned the first dollar, he gave the tithe to the Lord. When he earned $10, he gave $1 to the Lord. When he earned 20, he gave $2 to the Lord, for he had promised the Lord that he would tithe properly.
Njalo athatha 10% ekhulwini, athatha ishumi.
He always gave
10%.
If he had an amount, he would take the 10% and give it to the work of the Lord.
Umpofu wena mhlawu ngiyadla mina ngani ngoba ngithatha kweshumi uma ngithola imali ngithatha kweshumi uma ngithola 30 rand ngizothatha kweshumi kusho ukuthi 3 rand nginikele emsebenzini wenkosi.
I always acknowledge the Lord in all things, including money. If I've got 30 rand, I'll give the 3 rand to the Lord's work. I make sure that I tithe and I am blessed by it and I have food to eat. Maybe you have nothing because you don't honor the Lord in your money.
Unkulunkulu waqala ukumbusisa uWilliam Colgate wathi wakha ifactory, wakha itikhandlela, wakha insipho.
God began to bless that boy who was called William Colgate, and he manufactured soap and
Colgate
toothpaste.
luvelaphi ukuthi bekukhona umfana ompofu wayinikele enkosini wathi inkosi konke ngikutholayo ngizothatha 1 eshumini nginike wena.
Maybe you use Colgate toothpaste and you don't know the origins, that there was once upon a time a boy, William Colgate, who gave himself to the Lord, and he honored the Lord in all the money that he received, giving the tithe to the Lord, and that the Lord blessed him. Some buy Colgate toothpaste.
Well,
he started with Colgate toothpaste and then palm olive. Soap and
isiqebi cisho esinumber 1 esikhulu kunazo zonke iqebi emhlabeni wonke jikelele wakhula engenalutho ezacile engenakudla ehluphekile engenamsebenzi kodwa wathi ngiyayinikela kuwe inkosi futhi ngiyokhonza nangemali yami.
And he made a host of different products and the Lord blessed him. He made all sorts of things and he became one of the richest men in the whole world. And he had said, Lord, I'm going to worship you and acknowledge you in all things. And the Lord blessed him with riches. After a time, he said, I'm not just going to give of a tithe of 10%, but of 20%. He went up and gave 30%. After some time, 40% of his
earnings.
And then gave 50% of his money, said half of it goes to the work of the Lord, to his church. In his old age, with much money, he said, all the money that I earn, I will give to the work of the Lord, 100%. Let us learn. Do you want to remain in your poverty forever till you die? We've read that verse where God says, you are in your poverty for you have not, and you're under a curse because you have not worshipped me in the proper way with the money you have. Remember that whatever you earn, take the tenth and give it to the Lord.
If it's a goat,
if you have 10 goats, give of one goat to the Lord. You'll see the Lord has said in his word, test me, try me, and see if I won't fill your barns.
William umfana ompofu omncane obehluleka ukuqhubeka esikoleni engenamali engenakudla ukuba adle noma wakhe kodwa ngenxa yokuyinikela enkosini athi ngizokhonza nangempahla yami nangemali yami.
That William Colgate had said, Lord, even though he was so poor and his mother dying because of poverty and lack of nutrition, he said, Lord, I give myself to you and everything I earn, I will worship you with it.
And
even though it's almost 200 years ago that he's passed away, but still in any shop you will find Colgate toothpaste or Pomolive soap, products which were brought about because of this boy.
Toothpaste, Colgate, Uma ugeze ngeza ugeze ngephamolifi.
So
ukule ukuthi lento yadalwa umuntu owathola isibusiso ngokumkhonza uNkulunkulu nangempahla yakhe.
If you brush your teeth with Colgate and wash with palm olive, remember that man where he worshipped the Lord and the Lord blessed him.
Bekhona nomunye umuntu ohluphekile eMelika.
He worshipped the Lord with his money. Now there was another person who was very troubled in America, suffered.
Igama lakhe John D. Rockefeller.
His name was
Rockefeller. Waziwe umhlaba wonke jikelele. Mhlawumbe wena ukhulele lapha nje awumazi, kodwa izwe lonke liyamazi.
His name was John D. Rockefeller. Now, you might not have grown up knowing his name, but his name is known throughout the world.
URockefeller wathi, kukho konke ngithatha engikutholayo, konke nginakho okweshumi ngikunikele eNkosini.
Rockefeller also said, Lord, everything I earn, I give a tenth to you.
Ethi ngoba Nkosi konke nginakho ngiphiwe nguwena.
For all that I have,
I have
received from you. Therefore, Lord, I worship you also with the money, giving the tithe to you.
Niyazi ukuthi angishumayezi imali, angibizi imali, azikho nezindishi lazemali namapleti.
Now you know.
Kodwa ngiyantshela imfihlakalo. Ukuthi uma nifuna ukusizakala nayo indlela, uma nifuna umuntu onamandla ukuba nithole isibusiso nayo indlela, uNkulunkulu uthi ngivivinye ubone ukuthi ngiqinisile yini noma cha.
Now you know that I'm not a preacher who preaches about money. I don't charge, and I also, you see, no collection plates whenever ask for money. Now, nevertheless, I'm sharing this as a secret of blessing so that you find success. For the Lord says in his word, try me out whether I won't bless you and fill your barns.
John D. Rockefeller.
So John,
what I have tithed every dollar God has entrusted me.
John D. Rockefeller said, I have tithed every dollar God has given me.
Entrusted to me. And he says, if I wouldn't have given the first dole I made, I would not have tithe the first $1 million I made.
Uthi nginigele ngakho konke ishumi njalo kuye enkosini ngedola yokuqala. Uma nga ngingakwenzanga bengizongeke nginigele nge-million ishumi.
Uyabona? Imali kwabanye dala iqalekiso, kwabanye ibusiso.
You see, money can for some people be a curse, for some a blessing.
Kukhona indoda eyayishumayela igama lakhe uChriswell.
A certain man who preached, his name was Criswell.
Njalo uma eshumayela,
whenever he preached
ngendaba ye mali,
on the topic of money,
ubesho indaba ga John Rascus, Rascus, Rascus.
He would mention the example of John Rascus, Rascus,
Rascus,
Rascus. Rascus was a believer. When he became a believer, worshipping God also with all his possessions, one day, when the collection plate came around, now that is the custom of some churches, and I do not criticize them for it, but here we do not do that practice of collecting money.
Wathatha lapi plate lidlula kuye wathatha $300 wayifaka epletini.
One day when the plate came by him, he took $300 of his money and put it into the plate.
300 bekuyinto enkulu namhlanje, cishe ungathi $300,000.
Now, in that time in which he lived, it was an enormous amount of money. You could say it would be like
$300,000
today. And when he put the money in the plate, he said, I will see you when I'm in heaven.
And
when he said those words as the plate went by, that he would see his money in heaven, the people around him who heard him muttering this, they thought that he had gone insane. Maybe he was becoming too old, and he was becoming senile. And so he had said, I will see those $300 in heaven. And the people around had said, but how can it be? We go to heaven to see our Lord, not money. But he said, I give this money and I send it to heaven, for I'll see it there. Now the Bible says, do not collect earthly treasures for yourself, which will be eaten by moths or stolen, but rather send and collect money in heaven, treasures in heaven. So he put $300 into this plate, collection plate going by him. That was an enormous sum of money in those days. And that old man had said, I give this to the Lord. When the treasurer of the church counted the money and he found these $300,
wathatha lo 300, wathatha inqenye, wakhokha isikweletu sikagesi ukuze kube ukhanya esontweni.
He took some of the money to pay for the electricity, because or the gas or whatever was used for the lighting of the church.
Enye wayithatha wayinika umfundisi wakhe, wathi umfundisi na imali kapetilom.
Some of the money he used to give to the minister and said, here is money for petrol for your car. Some money he used for Bible college students to help them. Some of the money was sent overseas to missionaries who were preaching the gospel in distant countries. You see how enormous this sum of money was, $300 in those days. Today that sum would be nothing. But at that time, it was a large sum of money.
I remember when I was a kid, 9. Kodwa kwaze kwathiwa sekuyoba ishumi sasathi hawa akekho umuntu osezothenga inyama sekubuza sekubiza 10 cent kg namhla uma uye slagheni ishiphile la kwasiza abantu ti rand kg elodo.
Now I remember when I was small, my father had a butchery, and meat was sold for 10 cents a kg. It had been 9 cents, and when it went up to 10 cents, we thought, well, it won't be sold at all. But that was the value of the money at the time. You'll find, though, that it's worth nothing if you use 10 cents today. If you try and buy, meat is so expensive.
John Law. Rescues, ubesemdala, senezimve ekhanda. Akuthathanga sikhathi esikhulu emva kwalokho. Ngolunye usuke ekuseni kwami inhliziyo. Wafa.
That John Rescues was a very old man, very grey-headed, and it didn't take long after that, and in the morning he died.
Wafa. Elele.
He was lying in his bed.
Umfundisi wakhe wayithanda ukuxoxa ke
in his sleep. And his minister, that minister liked to preach using his example when he would preach on that topic.
Wayesethi uJohn lapha esezulwini ngosuku lwesonto lokuqala ezulwini.
And he said when John Rescues was in heaven for the first Sunday, in the eternal glory of God, he walked the golden streets. And a young man came to him. And said, "Thank you, Mr. Sir John.
Mina. Bengodola ngelinye ilanga ngihamba ebusuku kumnyama phuqe kungekho unyezi ngihamba ngedwa ngizizwele ukuthi ngizizwele ngigodola anginamngane anginamuntu ngihaqwa ubumnyama nje."
Said, "Thank you. Because one day I was walking out in the cold, in the open. There wasn't even moonlight. It was pitch dark, and I was without a friend. And I saw a bit of light. It was in a church, and I went to it with that light inside.
Wazitshela ukuthi angiphume ebumnyameni ngene khona ekukhanyeni ngihlale esontweni."
For he said, "I don't want to remain in the darkness. I want to be in the light. Let me rather sit in the church."
Ethi lapho ngihlele esontweni.
He said, "As I sat in the church,
kwangena ukukhanya emphefumulweni nasenhlizweni yami. Ngayinikela kuJesu.
The darkness
ngamkhetha uJesu.
Around me came to an end. Also spiritually, the darkness in me came to an end, for I chose Jesus Christ."
Ngiyabonga Baba John, ukuze ngibe umntwana kaNkulunkulu ngisindiswe.
He said,
"Ngamthola uJesu kulelo sonto elalinogesi."
"Thank you, Mr. John, for being faithful, for I was able to find Jesus Christ in that church which had light." Another man came.
"What how? John."
And said, "John,
umfundisi wafika, umfundisi webandla wafika service station ezothela upetrol."
A certain preacher came to a service station to pour petrol. Remember, that minister had received money now to buy petrol. And he filled his tank with that petrol. And when the owner of the petrol station came to him, this preacher told him about Jesus. And he said, you know what? I chose Jesus then. I surrendered to him. And today I'm a child of God. After that, John saw a crowd of people.
Bathi siyabonga John, Baba John. Ngemalo wanikela ngayo esontweni. Ngoba bayithathenye bayithumela kithina studeni esasingenamali. Sakwazi ukukhokha, sakwazi ukuthenga okugqoka, sakwazi ukuthola ukudla. Namhla sesingabafundisi ngaleyo mali.
And said, thank you for the money which we received, because we were in Bible school, and when you tithed, when you gave money, we were able to be supported and we could preach. We were able to survive because of your donation.
Umdeni wonke ihlobo zonke zathola ukholo nokusindiswa.
It was a huge crowd, for many had been saved through those preachers who had been to Bible school. Friends and relatives made the crowd to swell, and they all received Christ through the preaching of these Bible students.
Uma isehamba phambili ufike khonini njalo etaladini zegolide.
And when he would go in the golden streets and get to the corner, he met many people. Some speaking foreign languages. Some spoke languages that sounded like Japanese and other Oriental languages. And would say, thank you, brother, for sending the gospel to us. For the money that you sent for missionary work, it was used for the gospel to be preached to us. We received Jesus. And through that money, missionaries had been sent to distant lands. John continued.
He got
to a certain place called
a certain square. They called it Hallelujah Square.
Called Hallelujah Square. Found an angel there.
Uma ebonengelozi waya kuyona wakhuluma kuyo.
And when he saw the angel, he went to it and spoke.
Wathi hawu ngelozi ngiyandabukela nina elizingelozi.
And said, I feel sorry for you, O angel, for you angels I pity. For you don't know what it is like to be saved through the blood of Jesus.
Anazi ubumnandi bokuhlanzwa ngegazi likaJesu uthethelelwe izono zakho.
I was saved through the blood of Jesus, and I pity you angels, for you don't know the joy, the delight of being saved by his blood.
Wathi futhi lalela ngelosi.
And he said, listen here, angel.
Awazi ukuthi
you don't know
imali guqulwe kanjani.
How many can be changed and transformed. And property that you have, your possessions transformed. Becoming a treasure in heaven. You can't do that. You're never able to. Only we.
Nina nikwazi thina sithatha kulokho esinakho sikuthume ezulwini usebenze sindiswa abantu lihamba ivangeli.
We who've been washed by the blood of Jesus, only we had the privilege of using our money, our possessions, to send to heaven, to use our money to preach. The angel said, "Oh man, you are right. You don't
know
what it's like to be washed in the blood of Jesus, to be washed and cleansed from our sins."
Futhi asazi ukuthi ukunikela enkosini uthatha igugu lakho ulithume ezulwini.
We also don't know the preciousness of using our possessions and money to send treasure to heaven. But the angel did say, "Sir." Now the angel was talking. You're right.
Aswazi amandla egazi ngoba asihlanzwanga sonanga.
You're right that we don't know being washed in the blood of Jesus, for we don't know what it's like to sin. But you sinful people are washed.
Into iguqulwe, itransformwe, iguqulwe, kube igugu ezulwini.
Neither do we know what it's like to take our earthly possessions to be transformed into treasure in heaven.
Kodwa se njengokuba sila izulwini siyabuka emhlabeni siyabuka ukuba sibone abantu ukuthi benzani nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibuka izimanga zabo bephenduka behlanzwa ngegazi likaJesu bemkhonza uNkulunkulu nangempahla abanayo siyakubona siyakubuka kuyasithokozisa.
But we angels have had the privilege. We are able to see the children of men. We're able to see your giving your property to be treasure in heaven, and we see it and are thankful.
Nalo omkhonzayo uNkulunkulu nangemali yakhe nangempahla yakhe ukuthi ubusiswa kangakanani suka isiqalekiso veli sibusiso uNkulunkulu alivule amawindi ezulu ehlise ibusiso phezu kwabantwana babantu.
Though we are on the streets of gold, we are able to see the children of men, and we are able to see those who get converted, those who repent, become Christians, those who confess their sins and find forgiveness and use their property and are blessed by God, and we are thankful. Now, I don't want any of you. I don't want any of you in this audience to feel that you are cursed and that you're under a curse and therefore you're going to be poor forever. Your difficult situation can come to an end immediately. Whether you're black or African or a white or a Zulu or a Sotho or a Xhosa, or a Colored, or an Indian, whether you're white, God doesn't discriminate on the grounds of color. But to all the nations, he sees those who are righteous. And he blesses them. And he opens the windows of heaven and he pours out his blessings upon them. I don't know whether this is understandable to you. Our text says Timothy, Timothy, in the last days will be perilous, difficult times, because there will be those who will be lovers of money and so envious that they'll even murder. There will be those who will despise their parents, wishing that they were dead to get their inheritance and saying, oh, when will the old man kick the bucket? And so they are waiting for that. If you're like that, you need to repent and turn away from that sin. Be forgiven. And Paul said, Timothy, flee from such desires. Have nothing to do with it, for they destroy their souls. And so it is that those who are keen to make their parents' death closer, and they're wishing that the parents are dead, or even ask their parents, have you made a will? What have you left for me? Such things are terrible, and they need to repent of it. And they cause families will break up because of the love of money. And how it is that the same with positions. People will be corrupt in seeking positions. And here we've learned that the love of money causes the last times to be difficult. And so you read the news and you'll see how fraud and fighting for money causes all manner of suffering.
Uthando lwezinto ezingasile udinga ukusindiswa kukho ukuthanda imali. Imali ingabe isiqalekiso kuwe, kodwa ibe isibusiso.
Have you confessed your sin of loving money instead of using money in a corrupt way, that you use it for good, that you would be blessed?
Angikhulumela usuku lwakusasa ngithi manje usezwa lamazwi, khala kuNkulunkulu uthi ngithethelele uNkulunkulu ngisindise kulolu thando olungcolile ngikhonze wena wedwa. Imali uma nginayo angithandi, ngithanda wena uNkulunkulu, kodwa ngizoyisebenzisa ngendlela eyoba isibusiso ebantwini.
This is not for tomorrow, this is for today, for now, that you would repent, cry to the Lord, seek His forgiveness, that you'd be washed of your sins, and that you use from now on your possessions in the right way for the Lord. Let's bow and close our eyes to pray. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. It is a light like a torch on our way. Even though it's pitch dark, through your word we see it shining above the sunshine. For you reveal to us the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. For too long, Lord, people have complained about their poverty and said, oh, we don't have and we suffer. Instead, Lord, because they have not used their money in the right way and they've invited themselves, a curse upon themselves.
Nkosi Jesu, siyabonga ukuba usinike isikhiye ukuba sivule indlu yengcebo, sithole ingcebo yasezulwini.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us the key to open up the treasures of heaven to be poured upon us. That we would be heirs of the kingdom of heaven through our Lord Jesus Christ, who washes us through his blood.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on each and every one of us. We've heard about William Booth that lived 200 years ago. We've heard about Rockefeller. That we have a living example amongst us. I'm the daughter of Reverend Stegan. How often didn't we experience Papa giving the last that he had? In front of our eyes, he would give the last that he had when we were on the way somewhere. That we didn't know how we'll cover next expense. And within the next hour, he would receive 5 times as much as what he had given. He spoke about him tithing. And him tithing. But we can testify how he gave everything. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray that this word won't fall on deaf ears. Lord, may we go out and practice that we've heard.
Lord, you
have given us such wonderful promises.
And
may we never miss out on those.
Amen. Amen.